The Republican Club at New York University staged a provocative event yesterday. The game was called Find the Illegal Immigrant. Students could take on the role of immigration agents hunting one person on campus who was wearing a sign reading Illegal Immigrant. The event brought out demonstrators in support of actual immigrants and provoked charges that the game was obnoxious and even racist. NPR's Marco Adler reports.
It may well be that the vast majority of Americans oppose illegal immigration, but many New Yorkers believe their city's energy is driven by immigrants, both legal and illegal. So a Find the Illegal Immigrant game was bound to cause a sensation, and it did. At the start of the event, at the edge of Washington Square Park, a couple dozen Republican Club members gathered near a table where you could sign up for the game. After an hour, only four had. Jeff Cipriani of the NYU Republican Club said a club member was wearing the sign saying, illegal immigrant.
They're going to go to class, they're going to go to work, and they're not going to act as if anything is different. The first person to discover the illegal immigrant, they're going to get the prize.
Immigrant rights under attack! What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
A couple of hundred protesters decided to make gaining that prize much more difficult. Many of them wore name tags with the words illegal immigrant. They also held signs like, catch me if you can, racism is not a game, and who are you calling immigrants, pilgrims? Monica Doss, an NYU freshman, was wearing one of those signs.
Their plan was to have people walking around with tags saying, you know, I'm an illegal immigrant, so we're doing just what they want, except we're putting it in their faces in a bad way.
Wesley Chan, a member of the Republican Club, was holding a banner protesting illegal immigration.
Both my grandparents and parents from both sides had to wait online. I'm a first-generation American. I'm proud of that. And to cut a line is basically wrong.
Sarah Chambers, the president of the NYU College Republicans, talked to reporters and was elated by the event.
Look around.
I understand that people are upset with the fact that we're using a game to draw attention to this issue, but I guarantee you that if we had had a debate about this, all of you people would not be standing here right now, and all of these people would not be out here protesting it right now. So however you want to disagree with our methods, it is creating a dialogue, and that is the main purpose of this event.
As for the racism charge, Chambers said that illegal immigrants were of all nationalities, but Donald Connolly, a junior film student at NYU, begged to differ. He found some of the club's statements anti-Latino.
The way that they're going about their presentation and their dialogue is just very offensive to a lot of people, and not just the students on this campus, but just nationwide.
Little discussions were taking place among the people in the street. Among those in this one are Sarah Gross, Kareem Hamilton, and Steve Fagazzi, all students or employees of NYU.
America was supposed to be based on the land of the free.
The Supreme Court said, obviously, the rights of your country to have tranquility holds more weight than the right of people from a foreign country to come into your country.
Were there not riots here over Irish immigrants, Italian immigrants, Eastern European immigrants?
Like these people are saying illegal immigration, they wouldn't be here if illegal immigration was totally, you know, shut down. They wouldn't be here.
In the end, no matter what your view, at the corner of Washington Square Park, dialogue had its day. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.